And we are joined this morning by Dr. Jeremy Good from Ohio Spine and Body Physical Medicine. They've got an upcoming seminar tomorrow evening at 6 o'clock at Wasabi, the Japanese cuisine at the Midway Mall here in Elyria. We'll get the complimentary dinner and also discover how you can live life free of hand and foot pain. And we'll find out about that and other things as well as we talk to Dr. Good this morning. Dr. Good, thanks for sharing part of your Monday with us. Appreciate that.
Well, good morning. Thank you for having me.
Now, it's Ohio Spine and Body Physical Medicine. What does the phrase physical medicine mean?
Well, I'm glad you asked. Physical medicine is a very unique approach, very cutting edge. We actually house all under one roof an MD, a nurse practitioner, chiropractic, nutritional counseling, and physical therapy. So we're able to utilize multiple different programs to help anybody with pain conditions. Anything ranging from headaches to low back to numbness and burning of the feet, carpal tunnel syndrome, arthritis of the knees. We're able to look as a group of providers at every single patient and treat that way.
Do you guys all get along? Sometimes when you're doing those different things, everybody has their own kind of key to success.
Yeah, we do get along. We have a very good group. I understand what you're saying there. Sometimes opinions will vary a little bit, but we have protocols in place. True and tested medical protocols in place that combine natural medicine, therapy, chiropractic nutrition. We don't use those every single time on every single patient. We might use only one or two of those. But for the most part, yeah, we get along pretty well.
So I guess, doctor, the key here is one treatment does not fit all.
No, absolutely not. It's not a cookie-cutter society. You, me, anyone walking the street, we're all going to be just a little bit different. Now, national averages are going to be national averages, you know, systems are systems, but we try to treat everyone as an individual.
We're talking to Dr. Jeremy Good from Ohio Spine and Body Physical Medicine. One of the things you focus on is nerve pain. Nerves are all over our body. Where does the pain come from, and what seems to be the most common cause for something like that?
Well, nerve pain is usually the most intense pain you'll experience. We find a lot of our patients come in seeking our help due to shooting pain, particularly shooting pain radiating down the legs or arms, burning pains, intense numbness, intense skin pain. We tend to find our patients really almost to the point where some of our patients can't even walk on the grass in their bare feet. Their pain hurts so much. Some of them can hardly hold a fork to eat. If they have signs and symptoms, you know, of nerve pain can also be muscle weakness, carpal tunnel syndrome. Those could all be issues based off of nerve pain.
We notice, too, one thing you'll talk about is it neuropathy? Can you describe that?
Yes. Well, when you come to our dinner workshop tomorrow night at 6 o'clock at Wasabi, at the Midway Mall, we're going to talk a little bit about the pain and problems secondary to neuropathy and what are some of the cutting-edge treatments out there, what exactly neuropathy is, and how medical technology nowadays can help. Neuropathy is simply a disease that attacks the peripheral nerves. I think everybody listening's heard of peripheral vision, kind of to the outside. So peripheral nerves, same thing. They're anything outside of the spine, particularly the nerves running down the legs and the arms. That's what neuropathy attacks, and that's why we hear people having neuropathy of the feet, neuropathy of the hands, leg pain. That's why you never hear somebody having neuropathy of the head. It's always going to be those outside nerves. And unfortunately, the side effects of neuropathy can be quite, quite devastating and quite, quite debilitating for people. So we're going to give a bunch of information on how it affects your body, what it does, and what are some of the new cutting-edge treatments to help with the pain, numbness, tingling, burning associated with neuropathy.
I suppose one of the toughest things, too, is people who said they feel pain and other people say, well, get over it, or, you know, how can you be feeling pain? And if you go to maybe a physician or something, it's hard to isolate something like that. How are you able to sort of determine what pain is real and where it's coming from and how to do some of those treatments for it?
Excellent. When you're treating the pain and symptoms secondary to nerve pain or neuropathy, a detailed exam is extremely important. That's why we're very fortunate to have multiple providers that will take a look at a case. Not every patient might see every provider in our office, but every provider does look at that case file. So a detailed history, a detailed, thorough orthopedic and neurological exam, and then any kind of specialized testing necessary, whether it be a nerve or muscle conduction study. Those are the keys in order to determine exactly which nerves are being affected the most. We use this phrase in our office all the time, is you got to know before you go. So you have to know exactly what you're dealing with before you're able to treat it.
When you see patients, are they of a certain age, or is this a problem that can affect all people?
Nerve pain, well, pain in general, obviously, is a problem that can affect all people. Nerve pain secondary to neuropathy, we tend to see a lot of older patients. You're 55 and up, senior citizen class. That tends to be, just national average will tell you, that's most of your people who suffer from nerve pain secondary to neuropathy.
Doctor, is this something that can be cured, or is this a situation where you provide the relief?
This is a situation where we're going to provide some relief. Curing neuropathy is not something that we can do. However, what debilitates someone's life, what affects their livelihood, what affects their quality of life, is the pain secondary to neuropathy, or the numbness, the tingling, muscle weakness, you know, even balance issues. You know, we've had patients who stagger into our clinic, looking almost like they fail a sobriety test. I mean, it's that way. I've had a patient say that to me, those exact words, "Doc, I feel like if I ever got pulled over, I fail a sobriety test. I can't walk straight line," all due to secondary issues from neuropathy. Those are the kind of things we can particularly help with.
What is the length of treatment for something like that? Is there some sort of protocol then they would have to follow for the rest of their life to maintain the being pain-free?
Obviously, for the rest of life, we're always going to encourage a healthy lifestyle, whether it be nutritionally, activities, things in that general area. However, our particular protocol just for helping pain and problems secondary to neuropathy is going to generally last anywhere from 4 to 8 weeks. In the grand scheme of life, for this disease, is not that long. And yes, there are very specific protocols that our entire team has trained on, our nurse practitioner, MD, chiropractor, physical therapist. Everybody is trained particularly on this protocol. And we find it highly effective. It's a mixture of medical intervention, red light laser therapy, vibration platform training, nutritional counseling, and depending on the individual, we'll add some other things in.
Doctor, what can people expect when they come out tomorrow night to Wasabi?
One, you're going to get a great dinner. They always treat you good there. So we've never had any complaints about using that particular place. Two, you're going to get a lot of knowledge in a short amount of time. We're going to go specifically into what nerve pain is, what neuropathy is, how it affects the body, where it affects the body. You get a lot of good new information on treatment options for nerve pain. Also, we're going to be doing some prize raffling, too, towards the end. So come on out. It'll be a good time.
Now, will I need to bring a pad of paper and a pencil, or will I be able to have other, you know, get good information to find out what you're talking about there?
That's great. We're actually going to supply you with pen and paper, so just show up with an appetite and a thirst for knowledge.
And do we need to reservations or give you a call to let you know if we're coming?
Please do. Seating is limited, so please call our office at 440-324-9000. That's 324-9000. Please call our front desk and let them know you're interested in coming to the workshop tomorrow night at 6 o'clock, and we'll be happy to book you a spot in. You also can bring up to 3 guests with you, depending on how many seats we have available.
Again, we're speaking today with Dr. Jeremy Good, Ohio Spine and Body Physical Medicine. And again, it's coming up tomorrow at 6 o'clock at Wasabi in Elyria. Dr. Good, thanks for sharing the good information. Appreciate it this morning.
Well, thanks for having me, guys. Have a wonderful week.